mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hello, my friends. It is Wednesday, the 20th day of April 2005. We'll be live for the next 3 hours. We've got Wolfgang Grocke joining us in the middle of the next hour. He's this futurist, former IBM executive, who's going around telling everyone that soon we'll all have microchips and how wonderful it's going to be. And being a former top exec and futurist for IBM, I'd say he's certainly got the background to call himself an expert on this subject. He'll be joining us. Also, just for 5 or 10 minutes, I'm going to have on some of the winners of the ArnoldExposed.com TV ad contest. And I do have those winners here. And we will be going over that a little bit and posting those on the website, ArnoldExposed.com, here in the next few hours. So that's coming up as well. Also, and I mean it when I say it, I'm getting better and better about this. I want to take a lot of your calls early in this first hour. We'll go to your calls coming up in the next segment. Any news item, any story, any topic you want to discuss, any questions you have for myself, any statements you want to make. We're going to open the phones up coming up in the next segment, 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. And the websites, of course, are Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, and don't forget Infowars.net as well. New Pope's brother is very concerned about his election. His 81-year-old brother, the brother of Ratzinger, now Pope Benedict the 16th, he is very concerned about what he calls his bad health, and his age. We'll be talking about that later. Israel praises Pope despite past Nazi ties. That's the Associated Press headline. Israeli politicians and rabbis on Wednesday praised the new pope for his strong condemnations of anti-Semitism despite the pontiff's ties to the Nazi party as a youth. I mean, does any of this even matter? I talked to some Catholics yesterday that I trust and that I know are anti-New World Order, and they told me that Mr. Ratzinger, even though the media is calling him conservative, is extremely globalist and that he is a Mason. And it fits. They elected him on the 19th, and that's the big high holy Masonic day for starting something new, for laying foundations. But the question is, how long will Pope Ratzinger, Pope Benedict, even be around? But I'm not a Catholic. Catholics, or anybody else for that matter, are welcome to weigh in on this. I heard people saying, you know, he's a great conservative, and how dare people attack him. That's how the globalists do it. They call somebody conservative that isn't conservative, and then people then tend to draw their battle lines accordingly. But I've been saying there's a billion Catholics. The news is reporting 1,100,000,000. So, Oregon bill requires driver's license applicants to register for draft. Very interesting. Also, AP sues U.S. government to get Guantanamo Bay documents. Truckers are angry at a new anti-terror rules. We'll all be under this soon. Police beat woman having a diabetic reaction. But some good news, too, on police getting in trouble using tasers. We'll be back.
Hey, Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Soon the mark of the beast will be enforced. Those that receive it will receive the wrath of God. Prepare yourself. Find out who the beast is and how to avoid his mark with this free book offer. Call toll-free 888-211-1715 and receive the book, The Bible Says, for free. There is absolutely no obligation. No one will call you and your number will not be sold to telemarketers. We just want to make sure you know the truth. Get your free book, The Bible Says, by calling toll-free 888-211-1715. Again, that's 888-211-1715.
U.S. gold and silver coins. Tired of guessing what they are? Which are collectible? Which are bullion? Get your answers where the experts get theirs. The 2005 Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins. As a special offer, Midas Resources will send you a 2005 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for only $22.95. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Learn what real money is. Feel real money. Get your 2005 Red Book and genuine silver dollar today. That's 1-800-686-2237.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, coming up in the middle of the next hour, we've got a former IBM executive and top futurist who's out basically promoting how we're all going to have microchips very soon. Joining us in the middle of the next hour, at the start of the next hour, we're going to have on two fellas who won the video part of the contest for ArnoldExposed.com. Have them on for a few minutes. They did an amazing job, and you can see the winning video ad at ArnoldExposed.com. We'll also be posting it at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And by this afternoon or later this evening, we should have the audio winner up there. I'm also going to post some of the other great entries on the website. On the websites, and all of you that entered the contest won. You got in the arena, you got out of the spectator seats, out of the bucket seats, and you did something historical, and I want to commend all of you. But we'll talk more about that coming up in the next hour. We're going to be going to your calls here in just a few minutes, 1-800-259-9231. And I want to go quickly to your calls, so have your question, your comment ready, or the particular news item you want to discuss. We can get on to the next person. And I love taking calls because the listeners take us in so many different interesting and important directions that I wouldn't have gone in. Police beat woman having diabetic reaction. And people that have these diabetic reactions literally start passing out. They start hallucinating. And she was driving around, running into things. And the police ran up to her. She didn't have any criminal record. And frankly, I don't blame them for when she didn't stop, but she had her window down and started driving off again, but they tasered her. The problem is they beat her up, and she has two big black eyes, and that's the problem, is that when you don't submit to them and they go ahead and still get you in custody, so many times they go ahead and beat the living daylights out of you. It's like people who've been choking. It's been in the news. We've had them on this broadcast. When somebody starts choking, and I've saved somebody who's choking before, they start stumbling around and falling into things and resisting you, and you're not supposed to taser them 12 times. So we need to have some discretion. And plus, once somebody's down, there's no reason to continue tasering them. It's this mad dog, killer, gladiatorial instinct we see that so many police have had. Basically, they've selected them for this now, and it's causing a problem. But there is some good news on this front. Cop charged, I think this is the first time ever, that's what NBC is saying, cop charged for using taser gun on suspect. And this was the case a month ago that the police at first were trying to defend, but it was patent torture. He was refusing to give a urine sample, and so the cop had been watching the TV shows where they torture people every episode, and they support that on the TV shows and say this is good to get answers. You've got to break arms and taser and even torture small children in front of their parents. That's the normal plot now. And even U.S. News and World Report's got an article out, cover story this week, admitting that people watch TV and believe it's real concerning law enforcement. So finally it's being pointed out. But cop charged for using taser gun on suspect in hospital bed. Orlando, Florida, for the first time, an Orlando police officer is facing criminal charges for misusing a taser gun. First they fired him. First they tried to defend him, then people didn't go along with it. Then they fired him, now they've charged him, which is good, because this person is a complete nutcase. An affidavit reveals the officer used the weapon to obtain a urine sample from a handcuffed suspect, WESH2 NBC News reported. The information filed Monday charges Officer Peter Linenkamp with misdemeanor battery, and the prosecutor said some of the best evidence against the officer comes from his own report on the incident. And that's what hung him. Because first the police spokesman tried to say, well, the man was resisting. And then people said, well, wait a minute. The cop shown, because, see, he thought this was normal. He thought that it was okay to do this. In his own report, he said, well, the man refused to give a urine sample. And so they had him restrained in a restraining seat, which he didn't resist being strapped down. His ankles, his knees, his thighs, his stomach, his upper torso, his arms, his neck, completely restrained. And they stuck a catheter in him, and nothing came out. Of course, nurses know that someone cannot resist a catheter. It goes up into the urethra, up close to the bladder, and there's nothing you can do. If there is any of the waste there, any of the urine there, it will flow. Well, the cop is now a doctor, basically. Just like school teachers think they're doctors, ordering Ritalin and Prozac. And so he tasered him once, and the man began to beg and said, I can't. Well, sorry, buddy. And so the cop waited a while and tasered him again. And then I guess figured out that that the man really didn't have any urine. And then the report said that a few drops did go in. And so they said, well, that's okay. Of course, the man had already admitted that he was on cocaine. He'd already admitted that he had used cocaine, so there was no reason to even do that. But imagine, you're chained down with a catheter in you, and the cop doesn't like it that you're not supplying him, and so he starts tasering you. There's no other name for it but torture. So the story here isn't even that he tortured him or that he tasered him because he wanted a urine sample. The story is that the cop, the police officer, thought that this was normal. Thought that you taser people that are strapped down if they don't give you the evidence. Of course, we have a Fifth Amendment where we don't have to verbally answer questions, but they have a new thing where if you don't verbally answer questions, they will put pepper spray in your eyes, they will taser you. I've seen other cases, and these are actually being upheld by the departments. They're being challenged in court now, and we haven't seen the outcome of that judicial challenge, but they do this. Right here in Austin, there was the famous case. Well, it was the Austin case, but it happened in the state where one of the fugitives was hiding out, where they put the gun to his head to answer questions, and then they put it on the news like it was normal. Well, we just put guns to people's heads. I mean, he may be a murderer. And then, of course, they did DNA tests later, and it wasn't the person that did it, but that doesn't stop them from... It's like with Eric Rudolph. First it was Welch. I mean, Richard Jewell, then it was somebody else named Welch. I mean, they just go on and on. With the anthrax, they claimed it was a scientist named Hatfield. Then it was somebody else. Now they don't know. Don't worry, they'll find the right patsy and torture him in the end. They always do. Based on what we have as evidence, this was not a safety issue. This was a compliance issue to provide urine, so that raises the level of a criminal act. In this case, it is misdemeanor battery. Well, it's torture, said State Attorney Spokesman Randy Means. In this report on the March 5th incidents, Lincoln Kampf admitted to shocking Wheeler with a taser gun twice. Only minimum force necessary was used. This attempt was deemed necessary by the medical staff, Lincoln Kampf wrote in the report. There are times that people have medical problems. We have to make sure people get the treatment they need, said Lieutenant Brian Gilman of the Orlando Police Department. That's what they tried to say at first. Your medical treatment is being strapped down and shot. He'd already admitted that he was on cocaine. This is so weird how they spin this. So they're still charging him, but they, at the same time, are in the article making excuses for it. Pretty weird. Another article out of Florida. Miami-Dade agrees to pay $4.5 million for invasive searches of prisoners. And they admit at the free trade protest that police did a lot of really bad stuff, and we'll go over that later. But first off, Randy in Texas, thanks for holding. Go ahead, Randy.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes, I can, sir.
Yes, I ordered and I watched your video, Martial Law. Now, I don't know if it's just me, but I found the most revealing aspect of your video was John Buchanan's part when he gave the background on the Bushes, Prescott and George Herbert Walker.
That's a powerful 9 minutes.
Yes, it is, and it was revealing. And I'm calling you, but I have a question to comment. First, I want to ask you, how can I get more information on the things that he was speaking about? This is why I'm asking. I don't know if it's just me.
Well, do you have a computer?
Well, here's the thing. I do have a computer. I tried to do a search on the Canon, and my computer locked up and hasn't been saying the same. I mean, I'm dead serious. I did John Buchanan. I found some info on him. And
well, that was probably
his site.
You know, I mean, I do searches all the time on those names. It was probably just coincidence that happened.
Hopefully it was, but my computer hasn't been the same ever since I did a search on his name. I just thought that was ironic, but I wanted to get more info.
Well, then you can get your computer fixed.
Mm-hmm.
And then once your computer is fixed, mm-hmm. You notice that interview was done, I think, like September 2nd.
Right.
And he says in the interview, the London Guardian is going to be doing a report. And then we show the London Guardian report from like 25 days later, just as he said it, they would report, showing the headline, you know, Bush's grandfather helped the Nazis.
Right.
He goes over it. There's also reports out of the New Hampshire Gazette. There have been a bunch of other mainstream news articles. The documents are there. They're real. But then we also show the news articles out of major New York papers from 1942 showing the name Prescott Bush. So in the film, we show all the news articles, but you can just write down the headlines, type those into a search engine, and you'll find the actual articles. Does that answer your question, Randy?
Yeah, great. And you might want to rehash that to the listeners in case they haven't watched it, what he said during those 9 minutes, because I think that was just powerful.
Well, thank you for the compliment. It is powerful. We'll come back and take more calls.
If you're $10,000 in credit card debt or more and are making minimum monthly payments but getting nowhere, Debt Relief USA has the answer. Call 1-800-516-6567 now. Debt Relief USA has ways through special programs to reduce your principal and interest. You may qualify to reduce your credit card debt as much as 75%. Just call 1-800-516-6567 for a risk-free debt analysis. Stop losing sleep over annoying, harassing phone calls. Don't even consider bankruptcy until you know your options. We cannot help unless you call 1-800-516-6567 today. Our debt relief specialists understand and know the answer to getting you out of credit card debt fast. Just one call will put your life back on track. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call for a free debt evaluation at 1-800-516-6567 for the relief you need. Debt Relief USA is helping Americans resecure their financial future one client at a time, excluding Maryland and New York.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
To the farthest corners of the earth, explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
We've all heard about the benefits of infrared light therapy, but never have we heard of anything as amazing as this. Diamedics, the leading authority on polychromatic infrared diode therapy in the U.S., now offers its patented Painex 2000 to the public. The Painex 2000 uses the same technology NASA uses aboard the space shuttle and the same technology used by the Navy SEALs. Now it's available to you. The Painex 2000 is FDA cleared for joint aches and pains, increases circulation, and relaxes those achy muscles. Diamedics has literally written the book on polychromatic infrared diode therapy. Using five different wavelengths in the Painex 2000 has made it the most advanced infrared light therapy product on the market today. With over 12 different models to choose from, there's a Painex 2000 device for everyone. Visit Diamedics.com. That's Diomedics.com. Or get your free catalog today by calling toll-free 888-972-4699. Again, your free catalog, toll-free 888-972-4699.
The last caller brought up this little 9-minute segment from the new film Martial Law, and it's 3 hours long on DVD. It's 2.5+ hours on VHS, and of course both versions have the John Buchanan interview. Then we just show all the mainstream news articles, all the documents, the Library of Congress documents. But forget all the new articles in major publications. We have the articles from the 1940s and 50s. I mean, we have the big establishment newspapers with the headlines, and we zoom right in on the Bush's names, on Prescott Bush and others. And they were running the Nazi money up until the early 50s out of Germany. into Midland, Texas, into Argentina. They were bagmen. They were on the board of directors for Fritz Thyssen, who actually was the main funder of Adolf Hitler. And, of course, people forget about all this. U.S. ambassador to England, mobster, Joseph Kennedy was pro-Hitler. And people forget about all of this, but he was nothing compared to the Bushes. And they are continuing those policies today. Let's talk to TJ in Minnesota. TJ, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how are you today?
Good, sir.
You hit the word IBM, which is a hot button here at my OP here. I want to give you some background. You're going to have an interview with an IBM official, apparently. I want to give you firsthand background geographically in real time. IBM is referred to the Blue Goose. Their headquarters is in Rochester, Minnesota, not New York. It's 5.6 miles our distance from the Mayo Medical Foundation, which was stolen away from the Sisters of St. Francis a few years ago by the Cheney Bush conglomerate. You might want to ask this guy what the term Blue Goose means geographically to IBM employees, and is there any connection between bomber sites and IBM history, Hitler and IBM history, and why Dick Cheney left his post with the Mayo Medical Foundation when he became vice president. And you can read between the lines.
Yeah, well, I mean, IBM's a giant sprawling complex.
But it's sourced out of the same spot within 5 miles.
No, I understand that, sir. What I'm saying is he's a futurist, a technologist.
He'll know what I'm talking about. In that community where his cohorts get their professional bearings and indoctrination,
all right,
those people are called beamers, and they have their own life, and it's government-controlled, and it's technology-controlled.
No, I know it is. Thank you for the call. I've studied IBM extensively. It's the most elite corporation of the Fortune 500. Now they call it the Fortune 2000. And you name it. If it's evil, they're behind it. They're involved in it. We're just having a futurist on who's also been an IBM executive, and he's scheduled to come on. You know, if he comes on, we'll have him on. But I know about the IBM and the Nazis. That's in my new film, too. And just type in IBM and the Nazis. I mean, those machines, the international business machines, the accompanying number to access those primitive computers was the little tattoo that people in the camps got. That was the international business machine number. And Mr. Watson was a big supporter of the Fuhrer. We have photos of him with the Fuhrer up right until 1940. Of course, they're one of the founding families of Bohemian Grove. And IBM owns thousands of front companies. I mean, thousands. The human genome, they took that over from the government. They're involved. They own most of the debt for Applied Digital. The Implantable Microchip Company, that's another one of their fronts. And, I mean, you name it, they're in on it. The national ID cards, the tracker chips, all of it. Yeah, it's definitely a... It's as high as it is. It's very. Let's go ahead and talk to Ann in New Mexico. Ann, we're going to hold you over, but go ahead. What's your first comments?
Good morning, Alex.
Hi.
Yahweh bless you.
Thank you.
I've been busy with my little puppy, so I've been listening or calling in lately. But could I recommend something for Randy?
Randy in Texas wanted to know about Bush and the Nazis.
Yeah,
sure.
When we come back.
Yeah, recommend it on the other side.
Okay. Thank you.
We'll be right back. And if I sound bummed out today, I'm usually very upbeat. Every once in a while, I get pretty bummed out. But I'm not in a very good mood, I'll tell you right now.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You've heard about PAWS from BioWax International and its bubble-up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses bubble-up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flowed through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste, and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 post-filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free. 888-803-4438.
Why do you wear watches? The answer is no longer simply to tell time. At DiscountWatchStore.com, watches are as much about telling time as they are about making a fashion statement or showing off one's success. Watches also make for great heirlooms to pass on for generations to come. As an authorized dealer of many fine watches, DiscountWatchStore.com offers fine timepieces that have been sought after by many for over 160 years. Choose from over 450 styles with discounts up to 70% off retail prices. With Mother's Day and Father's Day right around the corner, now is a perfect time to get them the watch they've always wanted. Visit DiscountWatchStore.com/radio today to get an extra 5% off our already low, low prices. Free shipping and secure transaction is standard with every order. So visit DiscountWatchStore.com/radio today. That is DiscountWatchStore.com/radio. Or call toll free 866-371-2330. That's
866-371-2330. All right, continuing, ladies and gentlemen, with wide open telephones, a ton of news coming up, and several big guests. And I just got reminded today that I had wanted to get Jimmy Vaughn on, the Grammy Award-winning blues musician, on the broadcast, because tomorrow night, Jimmy and his band and many others are going to be having a benefit for the Austin Toll Party up in North Austin, and the details of all that are at InfoWars.com. Tunes, not tolls, and I was just told by my producer that he's scheduled to be on with us tomorrow in the second hour for a few minutes. So I look forward to having Jimmy on the just a few hours before he takes the stage here in Austin, Texas. And there's a lot of other great people that are going to be there as well. So I hope to see everybody there tomorrow night. And listen, you know, I don't like to whine. I never really whine on the show. I'm going to be honest with listeners. I'm going to be honest with you. But I'm in the thick of things. I have limitless energy. But the last few weeks, I haven't been working as hard. I've only been working about 10 hours a day instead of 16, 18 hours a day. And, you know, they have names for it. But when you've been working really, really hard and then you don't work as hard, then it's tough. I don't know how to explain it.
I mean, just endless interviews, endless information, endless analysis, endless. It's unending. It's literally unending. And I don't know, I need a vacation or something is what I think. Frankly, though, since I've been semi-burnt out the last few weeks, I've been listening, rebroadcast the radio shows, and they've been a little bit better. So maybe I'm wearing the edge off, my baby teeth here. Baby teeth come in sharper. Maybe I'm wearing the edges off, but I don't know. I'm also frustrated. There's so much evil, so much happening, just so many examples of government corruption and this control grid that's going up. And at the same time, there's so many good things that are happening. So many people are waking up. So much action is taking place. So I'm also very positive. I mean, the last few weeks, I've been in a good mood most of the time. It's just normally I have limitless energy and I'm so happy and can't wait to jump into the next pile of work. And, you know, it's gotten to the point now where some national radio show wants me on or national French TV wants to interview me or national British TV or national U.S. television wants to interview me. Or somebody wants to give me a national TV show, and I just go, bleh. I actually like doing this radio show because I'm a creature of habit and repetition. And so I like doing this radio show because I like talking to you, and it's so personal and individual. But I've got to gauge this. I'm sharing this with the audience somehow. Gauge this to try to figure out how to handle it. Because when I start literally cringing when I have a stack of interviews to do, which is victory, which is getting the word out, which is waking millions of people up and reaching out, and I start cringing, you know, to kind of use the rock and roll analogy, or you can use music analogy, period, it's like I've been doing a 10-year on-the-road concert, just an endless tour, or if it was a war, I've been on the front lines for 10 years, completely consumed and obsessed with it. And really the biggest frustration is the quality then can't be there. The quality. I mean, I want to write a book, a real book, you know, that's really well done with my real ideas to expose what the New World Order is really doing and to show how to bring them down. I want to make even better films, but it's just so much work. And I enjoy the work. I guess my mistake is I need to go back up to 17 hours a day, 18 hours a day. But then at the same time, I like to spend time with my family. And the more time I spend with my family, the more time I want to spend with them. And I have to literally tear myself away. I don't know. I just want to, especially during this great weather we've been having, you know, 75 degrees every day. I want to just go with a picnic and lay out in a meadow in the woods. And just sit in a babbling brook. I want to go deep sea fishing. I want to go see movies and plays. I want to go see my son's and daughter's great grandmother. I want to spend more time with her. You know, really, I'm bitter. I hate the New World Order. But I fight the New World Order because I love my family. So it's a catch-22. Life is a catch-22. To defend my family, I can't spend as much time with my family as I want to. And I don't even know why I'm sharing this with you. I'm tired of looking into the darkness. I'm tired of having to focus on what it's doing. Because I have so much life, so much love, so much that I want to do. You know, so many things I want to do for myself. And that goes for my work as well. I don't know. I'm sure you've all experienced it in life. I mean, I'm the last person who should complain. My life has been almost too fulfilling, too dynamic, too action-packed. And sometimes I just want a chance to slow down a little bit. But at the same time, I don't want to slow down. There's so much work to be done. It's a conundrum. It's a real conundrum. Or an enigma. I think might be a better word. I just don't know where I stand. Of course, I've been working so much, I haven't even eaten today. That's another problem. I should eat. It's little things like that. Ah, boy. I just want to commend all of you out there. I want you to know that you shouldn't look to little people like myself to carry the torch or the banner, the standard, the signet. That really, you're looking in the mirror. You're looking at the solution right there. God made you be a leader, to stand up. And I am excited to see so many of you taking action. All the things you've done. And I want to encourage you to do more. Because it is empowering. It is enlightening. It is invigorating. It is, well, I said it yesterday, fear keeps you from fully committing to life. And I have fully committed to life. I know I have. I've committed as much as I can at this point. I get better at it every month, every year. Maybe it's kind of like after the big football game when you score the touchdown and when you get home and the next day after the adrenaline rush, you get a little bummed out. Maybe it's what people talk about after they've been in a big battle and they kind of take a break and they get the blues afterwards. I mean, really working really hard on Martial Law, my new film, working extremely hard until I, you know, expanded my black circles around my eyes and the wrinkles. That was invigorating, working that hard. And then I guess after it's out and after that work's done, then I see how many other hopes and dreams I have and things I want to do, what I want to try to impart my own meager knowledge and my thimble of wisdom, I see another mountain to climb, and I'm being a wimp. But again, it's important to explore these ideas and these feelings, because I know you all feel them too. Let's go back to Ann in New Mexico. Ann, you wanted to talk about for the
Alex,
caller, Randy, earlier?
Yeah, but first, Alex, three parts. Kudos to you. You're a warrior. And take a week off. Have Erskine and Jack come back, you know, and do the things that you want to do.
But I got so much work to do.
I know, but
that wouldn't even be a week off.
Well, and here's another thing. I know you love and obey Yahweh. Praise Yahweh, and you'll get your joy back, too, because this is just all temporary, this evil. It's predicted to happen, and we're going to go through it, but we're warriors, and we're in another kingdom. So
I can
look at all this stuff and say, well, this is the way it's prophesied to happen, but I'm not part of it. You're exposing it. You're a warrior, so that's part number one.
Well, it's all transitory. Make your point.
Yes, and now to Randy, if I may, advise him to go to VaticanDesignExposed.com, and he could order a book. See, I had a copy of this book, and I mailed it to Jack Blood. It's called America Betrayed, Brotherhood of Death, Crimes of Corporate High Treason. And it gets into the Prescott, CIA, the Skull and Bones. It's very informative. Now,
I think he was asking where to find the news articles that are in the film.
Oh, well, but that'll give him a lot of information on the bushes.
Okay.
And the third thing I wanted to say was, and I'm going to end with a question. Did you know that President Bush signed in Executive Order 13295, which gives the Department of Health the power to quarantine anyone with infectious diseases?
Yeah, that was 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, and do you think there's any connection between that and mailing out those viruses?
Yeah, thanks for the call, Ann. We talked about that last week with John Rappaport, who joined us. The whole flu thing was a fear-mongering tactic. They mailed it out on purpose. It wasn't even that big of a threat. But it does just show how haphazard and reckless they are with all of this while telling us to give up all of our freedoms. And that's just to create this background of fear. And, yes, through the medical system, I believe, is going to be where they really bring their tyranny to bear. I mean, look at the New Freedom Initiative, forced psychological testing, forced drugging. Look at all of it. Look at what they're doing with the Model States Health Emergency Powers Act. Look at how they're saying, oh, we're going to be hit by a bioweapon, and then we're going to take all your rights away when it happens. And, oh, the federal government has to certify you to be able to have a job if it's in key infrastructure positions, which are basically the entire economic structure. Yes. And we should talk about that more. I mean, they're declaring the power of kings. They're declaring the power of absolute dictatorship. I mean, Alberto Gonzalez, the attorney general, says Bush is the law. He says he is above all law. He is saying he is supreme dictator. I mean, he actually said that in no uncertain terms. Let's talk to Michael in Florida. Go ahead, sir.
Alex, man, I'm here to bring some energy to you today because I was feeling you're down. But listen, I got to say something. This is kind of a message out to the listeners and really to the listeners' friends, okay? When you, as a person, go out to an amusement park, to a theme park, whatever, you don't have to put your finger on the biometrics when you're going into the park. They have them at all the parks. In Orlando, Florida is where I live. They have the exact same scanners at SeaWorld as the one at the SeaWorld when you were over there in Austin with your video camera. They have the same thing over at Walt Disney World and all the entrances. You don't have to do it. The only reason they're doing this is to get children and people in general to put these two things together in their mind, is that biometric scanners means happy, friendly places and places where you have fun, and also you get kids into it at a very young age. You don't have to do it, and, you know, when I walk in, all I do is I show my ID, and the person barely even looks at my ID, and I just walk right through. So this has nothing to do with security. It has nothing to do with checking who you are or verifying who you are. Actually, when you walk through, you put your hand on the biometric scanner, they don't actually use any other form of identification to match that ID to your thumbprint or to your handprint. So it's just about putting the handprint down to get you used to doing it.
The funny part is it isn't even for ID, and I'm so glad you mentioned this. It's somewhere on the website. I would just type SeaWorld Alex Jones into a search engine, and a link to the video that's on InfoWars.com should pop up. And, you know, there I was 2 years ago thinking I'd go to SeaWorld. Hadn't been there since I was a child. And there I am with my wife and son. And I walk up there, and they go, it's double price if you don't hand scan. And I actually refused and got it for the regular price, and you see me with the video camera. And the lady says, oh, yeah, almost everybody hates it.
Yeah.
And about half the people are refusing to do it.
People look at the scanners. You know, I kind of see them turn, and they look at them funny, and they almost look at the scanners like if it's going to stick something in your finger. You know, people put their hands in a real hesitant manner.
Yeah, well, let me comment on what you said, because people's instincts know this is bad. And the globalists in their own white papers, I mean, these are public, brag about how they're going to put biometrics in, how you're going to use it to buy and sell, how it's going to be part of the national sales tax, and over 1,000 school districts, no cash allowed, you must thumbprint to get food, as you said, training the youth. Now every major amusement park that I've read about, and I've been to a few, it's there, and we've just got to say no. And you're absolutely right, folks, and you're absolutely right, Mike.
Yeah, and one more thing, Alex. Look, you know, if you're going to go on vacation, the biggest thing I suggest, and this works for me, is you got to go to a place like Clearwater, Florida, or the Florida Keys, where there's no chemtrail spraying. Because whenever I try to go on vacation and relax, and like you said, lay out in the park or lay on the beach, and you look overhead, and you're getting sprayed like a bug, it just infuriates you, and you can't relax. So places like the Keys, places like Clearwater, Florida, minimal to no chemtrail spraying. That's the best advice I can give, because I know if you go on vacation, you have to see that garbage the whole time. It's going to drive you nuts.
No, I don't think I'm going on vacation. I appreciate the call.
Yeah, all right.
I just I have to try to balance it out. I mean, literally, folks, I just cannot continue to work every day till midnight or 2 a.m. And then get up at 7, 8 o'clock in the morning. Or then work till 3 in the morning and get up at 9 and then try to rush and get ready for my radio show. And normally, I mean, you know me, I never whine on air. Mainly I'm just talking about the process of what it's like to work this much. Let's go ahead and talk to Rodney in Texas. Rodney, go ahead.
Alex, how are you?
Good.
Yeah, actually, I thought that you were pretty upbeat until you booed me and told me that you weren't.
I'm actually feeling pretty upbeat. I mean, I mean, comparatively, I've got more energy than most people right now.
Mm-hmm.
I just am so sick of it. It's like, I mean, look, normally I would love to be interviewed by national TV. And mm-hmm. now I just, maybe familiarity breeds contempt. I'm just sick of it.
I want to commend you because I listened to your interview that you did on National Public Radio, and man, it was like listening to a. You ever seen those fencers? You know, a master class fencer.
Well, that's another frustration. I can only. I hate to use a vulgar term, but I can only get aroused when I'm facing the enemy. Frankly, I'm much better on other people's radio shows than I am on my own,
mm-hmm.
especially when they're attacking me.
Mm-hmm.
But it does get me crackling and my brain operating at higher levels when I'm being attacked. Stay there. I'll let you finish up whatever you got to talk about, Rodney. And we'll talk to Mike and many, many others that are patiently holding. When we get back, stay with us. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart piece by piece and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria and cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
When you're being interviewed by something, say like 2020 or National Public Radio, you've got to know that they interview you for maybe for TV 4 hours and then you're a minute. Or with the case of National Public Radio, they interviewed me for 30 minutes, cut me down to 4 minutes, 2 minutes of it, the host attacking me. And then they gave the CIA-connected editor of Popular Mechanics, who was viciously libeling me, they gave him 20 minutes, unedited. So that's what they do. That's the type of deck stacked against you, you know, cheating. Of course, they tell you you're getting equal time, and then, of course, when the show airs, you don't get equal time. It's disgusting. So when you're doing one of those interviews, everything you say has to basically be a soundbite and repeat it over and over again. I don't think I did a very good job on that particular NPR interview you're mentioning, but you heard it, so we can get your opinion on that. But what else is on your mind, Rodney?
Well, a couple of stories. The deal with the 18 persons being released from Guantanamo. And what I wanted you to comment on was the wording in the New York Times. It says they decided to release these enemy combatants because they decided they were no longer enemy combatants. Your comment?
Well, that means they were never enemy combatants. I mean, even the L.A. Times reported no even mid-level member of Taliban, much less Al-Qaeda, was at that base. They flew all the real Taliban and Al-Qaeda, our government did, out to safety. They
right.
worked for the CIA. They grabbed low-level nobodies to practice torture on them and to give the theatrical illusion that our government's fighting terror
mm-hmm.
and to set the precedent of flying even citizens out of the U.S. for torture. And then they redefined torture as not being torture. I mean, Gonzalez says if you torture somebody till they die,
right?
It's not torture.
Right.
I mean, he actually says killing someone's not torture.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, okay, so.
Very, very few newspapers bring that up, even
though.
So
it's not that they're innocent, just we decide they're no longer enemy combatants.
Right, right. Now, finally, another article, and this is for all the individuals out there who are standing in line racing to get these hybrid cars. I just read out of the San Francisco Chronicle Nation section that any of these hybrid cars that you buy now, they have these chips in the odometer, which will. Determine how much mileage you actually drive in the car and put some type of surtax on there. So you're not actually saving any money because they're charging you not only for your gasoline, but also the amount of mileage.
I don't know the particulars of what you discussed, but I know they are planning to go ahead and start taxing, and they're putting the stuff in all the cars.
Right. Well, that article is in today's section if you want to go and I'm just kind of glossing over it.
Section of what?
The San Francisco Chronicle, the Nation section.
Email it to me. Thanks for the call. Send it to tips at Infowars.com or go to prisonplanet.com and email Paul or whatever. We'll get that posted. That sounds about right. We're almost out of time for this hour. I'm just going to spend 45 seconds on this. If you want to hurt the globalists, if you're tired of their lies and their stacked decks, you are the equalizers. You have the power. And the new film, Martial Law, is out. I hope you'll all call and get it right now. It really can have an effect if you get the video. 1-888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, or order via Infowars.com. Got a lot of new, great designer T-shirts as well, made right here in America. I know you may not order now because it's not made in China, but okay. 888-253-3139. Please get Martial Law. Please make copies of it. Please. It will have an effect. You know, my real frustration is I can't do it all. Frankly, that's the heart of why I'm angry. I just can't do enough, but you can.
Terror.